I'm joined by The Guardian's Sean Walker, who is in Sevastopol, Crimea. Sean, can you tell me where you are and what's happening?
Yeah, I'm just on the dock in one of the bays here in Sevastopol, which is where the of course, the Russian military have their Black Sea Fleet, but there's also a Ukrainian naval base here. And I'm standing by the Slavutich, which is the biggest ship in the Ukrainian Black Sea Fleet that's in port at the moment. It's been surrounded by Russian boats for several days. But we came up above the hill from where the dock is, and there are about 12 heavily armed Russian soldiers there who wouldn't let us through. They said they were local self-defense units, which is what all the Russian soldiers have been saying here, but they did look very much like Russian soldiers. We decided to ignore them and walk through. We just clambered through some rocks and over a wall, and we're now into the dock right by the boat. We're waiting, hopefully, for the captain to come down and talk to us. I can see about 50 Ukrainian Navy officers on the boat, and these Russians that are patrolling the dock around us. One of them just came up to us and asked us if we had the right to be here, if we had a piece of paper that proved that. We asked him whether he had a piece of paper that gave him the right to be here, and he's gone off to get his superiors. So we'll have to wait and see whether or not we manage to talk to the Ukrainians before the Russians kick us out.
And how long has this blockade been going on?
Well, I think it's about 3 or 4 days now that it's been boxed in. There are three Ukrainian boats here. It's a very, very small fleet compared to the main Black Sea fleet of the Russians. And in fact, the Ukraine's biggest boat, which was out in the Gulf of Aden doing anti-piracy training exercises, that's come back into the Black Sea in the last few days. But the Russians have blockaded the harbour at Sevastopol, so that nothing can actually get in or out of the harbour. So that boat has gone to Odessa, which of course is in Ukraine proper rather than in Crimea.
And given that the Russians are denying it's their troops, I imagine there's no official response from them. What about from the Ukrainian side? Has anything been said about this blockade?
Well, the Ukrainians are trying to sort of peddle a difficult line here, really, in between trying to say that what they see as the occupation of this part of their territory is totally unacceptable, but at the same time they realize that they can't exactly fight the Russians because they're sort of such a disproportionate level of forces. In terms of those Russian troops, it was quite interesting because when we were standing up at the top, I overheard one of these guys talking to the locals. And he was explaining that they're here because if things kick off here, then Russia will get a whole load of refugees, supposedly from Ukraine, which is a line that state TV's been peddling in Russia. And this guy said, you know, you'll all be coming to us. And then when I started talking to him, this guy suddenly stopped talking about that us as Russia and said he was a local, he was from here, he was a self-defense unit. But I think it's pretty clear that they are Russians here.